on Lee. Celebrity gossip on the go.
Get out.
Here's what's trending now.
Yeah, more headlines dropping. What's trending about right now?
Trending now.
How about T-Pain admits that he helps write a lot of country songs?
Country.
Country. Wow. Yeah, when you think of country, definitely the name T-Pain doesn't come to mind.
Not really.
But he's a fan. He says country and gospel music, that's where all of my harmonies come from. He's even written several country songs for other artists, and he's made millions of dollars doing it. Hey, right now, mind blown. But he says you will not see his name in the credits. He says, I wrote a lot of country songs, stopped taking credit for it. Because as cool as it is to see your name in those credits, it's just, it's a little difficult in this day and age. So he's like, yeah, I'd rather not take the credit. He says, but I'm telling you right now, yeah, you'd probably be surprised the number of songs, like hit songs, that I helped write.
I bet we would be. We'd be like, what?
I mean, I'm going to take a deep dive into this. Like, I'm about to go down that rabbit hole.
And see what the heck's going on.
And see and look into T-Pain, because this is cool.
Love that.
Trending now.
So, Kelly Clarkson, of course, moved her talk show from, what, L.A. to New York. I think she's in New York now.
Yeah.
And along with that, not only a big move, a new look for Kelly. And she completely denied that it was the Ozempic. It was the weight loss drugs. She's not, she says it was just pure diet and exercise. Well, now she says she was pre-diabetic before she lost all the weight.
Wow. Well, I was told I was pre-diabetic, but that's literally like what happened. And I was like, well, I wasn't shocked.
Yeah.
I was a tiny bit overweight. So yeah, but I wasn't shocked by it. But they did. They were like, you're pre-diabetic. You're right on the borderline. I was like, but I'm not there yet.
Yeah, exactly. You got.
And then I waited 2 years and then did, no, however, well, move close into the.
Yes. I was like, we're getting close.
Okay, I'll do something about it.
There you go.
Well, and a lot of people are kind of coming down on her saying, wait a minute, so isn't that how you obtain the weight loss drugs, the Mounjaro and the Ozempic, by being pre-diabetic? People, the doctors want you to lose the weight to prevent you from becoming diabetic.
Yeah, I'm sure when they told her you're pre-diabetic, let's get you on some medication. There it is.
Yeah, but yet she won't admit that that's how she lost all the weight. You kind of just told on yourself there, sister.
She did.
Just saying.
That's how you... She looks great.
Oh, she looks amazing. Just admit it, girl. We're proud of you. We're happy for you.
It's all good.
Now,
you know what's up.
Celebrity gossip on the go.
Yep, celebrity gossip brought to you by Baldwin Electronics. Visit them online at BaldwinElectronics.com.
This is 432 Radio, where you can wake up to Leo and Rebecca in the morning on the basin's number one for hip-hop and more.
It is
B93. It's... The 432's Morning Show. Leo and Rebecca.
In the morning.
Only on B93. This loca. Don't give a damn.
That's right.
Time for Carmen Calls with Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.
Yes.
Carmen, Carmen.
Carmen has got a problem with her flat iron, I think. She's trying to get some help here.
Oh,
so,
good luck, girl.
Wow.
Hello, thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Hola, my name is Carmen, and I recently purchased a product from you guys. And it says on the box that I shouldn't contact the store if I'm having issues, that I should contact you. Well, I'm having major issues. It's not working. And
okay.
I have a date, and I need my hair flat and my chest not.
Well, man, I'm so glad that you took the time to call. I can definitely help you with that. I'm going to walk you through a couple of steps. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go ahead and plug it in for me.
It's plugged in?
Can you let me know if the red or the green light is on?
You want me to push the red or the green lights?
No, don't push.
No?
No, don't push the button.
Okay, so push the button. Got it. Okay, I will.
Ma'am, just let me know if it's on. Ma'am?
Oh.
Hello, are you there?
Oh.
Are you okay? Ma'am, please let me know that you're okay.
Help!
What's going on? Should I call for help? I don't know what to do here.
Hello.
Hello, thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Hello, my name is Carmen, and I called, and now I woke up on my bathroom floor naked.
Are you okay?
Why am I naked?
I would not be able to answer that question if I'm not in your space.
Why don't I have any eyebrows?
I do not know.
Wait, now I remember. I was already naked. And
you, and
I haven't painted on my eyebrows yet.
Okay, I
anyways,
I see,
the only issue is that my flat iron isn't working.
Okay, I need you to listen very carefully.
Okay.
All right? Don't push.
I can't hear
buttons.
Too good. I don't know why, but I can't hear too good. My ears.
Okay, ma'am, I will speak up. Is your curling iron plugged in?
It is plugged in.
Wonderful. Do not touch anything.
Okay.
I want you to look with your eyes.
Yes.
Is the green light on?
Why are you talking so slow?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry,
okay,
ma'am.
I'm not stupid, okay?
You're right, ma'am. I do apologize. That does not feel good.
So you
good.
Know what? I don't want to talk to you no more. I'm going to go flat iron my hair.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you for calling. What is happening?
3. Time to give a shout out. Leo and Rebecca with the birthday holla on the Basin's number one for hip hop, B93.
It's my birthday.
Yeah, it's my birthday.
Huh. It's my birthday.
Time for the B93 birthday.
Holla.
You better holla at somebody. Who's having a big old birthday on this Thursday, first day of February?
Ooh. February 1 today. Unbelievable.
Boom.
All right, let's see here who's celebrating. Gabriela Marquez is 7 years old today. Happy birthday to Gabriela from Grandma Na and the kids. Love you so much. Also, dad, mom, and sisters want to wish you a happy birthday. Love you, baby girl. Tia Ashley, Tio Manny, and all the kids. We love you, girl. Big birthday shouts to you, Gabriela. And who else having a birthday? Anthony J. Zuniga Jr. Anthony J. What up, AJ? Well, it's probably not what they call him, but that's what I'm calling him. 12 years old today from Grandpa Danny, Nana, and sisters. Happy birthday, Anthony.
Celebrity-wise, Harry Styles is turning 30 years old today.
Shut
up. He's out of his 20s.
I saw or read somewhere the other day that Harry Styles... Justin Bieber, gosh, and one more person turned 30 this year. If you want to feel old.
Yeah, they're going into their 30s. Ronda Rousey is 37 years old today.
Hey.
Happy birthday. Heather Morris, 37. Brittany from Glee.
Glee.
Yeah, love her. Happy birthday to her. Big Boy, half of Outkast, 49 years old today.
Is he the one that plays the flute? He's not the one that dropped the flute album, right?
Yeah. Pauly Shore is 56 years old today.
Oh, recently did the little short film, Richard Simmons, right?
Yeah, that was different.
That was very different.
Yeah.
I thought it was a whole movie because he was trying to get Richard Simmons support. Ended up being like a short film, like 10 minutes long or less.
And today is Change Your Password Day.
If I can remember the one that I have now.
You know, we really don't need this day because I think we all get emails from wherever we work to remind us to change our damn email all the time.
All the time.
So, okay.
It's like you've got 5 days to change. Yeah. I'm like, well, let me remember what it is now.
Right.
Then I might change it.
Boom.
Jeez.
Those are some of the birthdays. If it's your birthday, big birthday shout to you. All right, let's spin the morning game wheel.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
Hands on.
All right, it is spinning. Yes, it is. It's spinning on this Thursday morning. It's spinning, and it's landing on what?
What's it landing on?
It's landing on the last time game.
The last time game. The last time you won some dominoes could be, like, right now. All you got to do is dial 11563.
Double 93.
Hit us up. Good morning. 70. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Who is this?
Alexia.
¿Qué pasa? How you doing this morning, girl?
Good, and you?
We are great.
We're awesome. Hey, tomorrow's Friday, baby. Super excited. Today's February the 1st. I mean, so many good things.
All right, let's do this. The last time game, Alexia. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
All right,
Alexia, when's the last time you went rolling around with a hole in your sock?
Like a week ago.
A week ago.
There you go. Wow.
I wondered if it was going to be more recent than not. When did you notice? Like, when you put it on, did you notice you had a hole in it or not till later?
No, I didn't.
Or did you make the hole on accident? Your finger went through it.
Right.
Yeah, I think I might have made the hole.
Leo, when's the last time you ended up with a hole in your sock?
Currently, stop.
Thank you. Mine was Tuesday when we were doing dominoes for St. Jude. I was bent down to tie my shoe and realized I had a gaping hole in my sock.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, was I just asleep this morning and missed that?
Thank you.
All right. Alexia, when's the last time you showed up somewhere at a restaurant and realized you didn't have your card, your debit card, or any money on you? You don't have anything to pay with.
I have no idea.
You have no idea. Last time, I knew it.
Great.
Awesome. All right. Well, yeah, it hasn't happened to me in quite some time, thankfully.
Yeah. Usually there's somebody, at least in my circle, that will pay.
Yeah. At that point, do you turn to the people that you're with and you're like, you know, not going to believe this.
I'm not just saying this. I really don't have my wallet.
You're like, if you could spot me, I'm going to pay you back on payday. What'd you say?
Thank you.
All right, Alexia, the last time you Ubered anywhere?
About a year ago.
A year ago?
It's been that long?
Wow.
Hey, where were you going? Was it here in the area or were you out of town?
No, I was out of town.
Out of town.
You're out of town. You're like, you know what? Let's be safe. Let's do our thing. Let's Uber.
Yes.
I'm mad at you. Last time I Ubered, maybe a couple of months ago.
It was a couple months ago?
Yeah. Leo, have you ever Ubered?
I've never Ubered.
You've never taken any kind of...
Never.
Hey, you got to try it sometime.
I want to.
You meet some interesting people.
I actually want to be an Uber driver.
I think you should.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
People would love to be like, hey, I'm supposed to be looking for Leo in the B93 Jeep.
That would be awesome.
Thank you. Love it. All right. And finally, Alexia, when's the last time you tried a new food?
A month ago.
What was the food item?
What kind of food was it?
Seafood.
Okay.
Seafood.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes, it was very good.
All right.
Yes, girls, my personal favorites. I ain't mad at you.
Wow.
Awesome, Alexia. You did great.
Yes, congrats. You got yourself some Domino's pizza. And tell us what station just hooked it up for you.
B93.
Here's what's trending now.
Yeah. It's dropping on this Thursday, February the 1st, first day of Feb. Feb is here, and here's what's dropping.
Trending now.
All right, so when we think of Patrick Mahomes, who will be playing in the big game here in a couple of weeks, we think of a young, handsome, successful athlete at the very top of his game, right?
Of course.
Of course. Well, the NFL did him dirty recently, earlier this week. They posted a video of him shirtless after last weekend's AFC Championship game, and there's not an ab in sight. In fact, Patrick Mahomes has a dad bod.
And I'm here to say, good. Welcome.
You made me choke.
To my world.
I saw the video. Well, I saw the photo. I didn't realize there was a video, but I saw the photo and I'm like, oh, look at him, his little panza.
Aww.
He got a little belly. So Patrick saw that. I'm sure everyone was, you know, sending him messages going, bro, they're calling you out. So he says, why you have to do me like that? He says, like, I got kids, is what he said. And then he added the hashtag dad bod season.
Oh, yes.
You know, he's being a good sport about it. So props to him.
Yeah. I mean, and here's the thing. Don't change anything.
No.
No, because when you start, like, if you were to start losing weight and working out, it may just change his throwing. I mean, you leave it as it is.
Hey, never mind that he works out on a regular basis, still has a dad bod.
Well, I mean, again, welcome to my world.
Don't hit up Ozempic.
he's now be known as Panza Mahomes.
Trending now.
Speaking of the NFL, how about, Taylor Swift, the big thing is not only that she's going to be at all of Travis's games, all that good stuff, Taylor's boyfriend. She's been wearing some really cool outfits and some customized jackets and sweaters and beanies and all this cool stuff. Well, one designer who made a really cool jacket for Taylor with Travis's number all over it and everything, you could definitely tell that it was homemade. She also made one for Simone Biles, whose husband is in the NFL. Also for Brittany Mahomes with Panza Mahomes there. She's made so many different cool coats that have gone viral. Well, the chica's name is Kristen Juszczyk, by the way. She is actually the wife of Kyle, 49ers fullback Kyle Juszczyk. And she's the designer behind all of these cool coats and vests and things that have gone viral. Well, guess what? She just landed a deal. The Taylor effect has struck again. Representatives from the NFL confirmed that the organization has penned a licensing deal with her.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to allow her to use NFL logos on her designs. And yeah, everyone's been rocking Kristen's red puffer jackets. Well, I say Brittany and Taylor have. And so she's like now got full permission to use it all because up to this point, and I'll show you a picture, Leo, what she wears.
I like it.
Her own husband.
It is sweet.
It's like she cuts up a bunch of jerseys or t-shirts and things and she patches them together.
It's like a random collage kind of cool thing.
Oh, they're just amazing. This chica is extremely talented. So yeah, she's pretty much locked it down with the NFL and they're like, you know what? Yeah, you can actually start using our logos officially and start selling them. Wow. We're giving you permission. So I think it's only a matter of time before, you know, just common folk like you and me can, if we ever want to get our hands on one of these really cool things, we can. Mind you, probably not going to be within our price range per se.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'm just saying, this is really cool for her. She just inked a, and well, and the thing is, no word as to exactly how much of a deal they reached. Like, how much did she make for this?
So she does all the NFL teams?
She can now.
Okay. Okay,
otherwise, she's just been doing them for players, wives, and girlfriends.
Right, right, right. Well, there you go. I mean, you know, especially with the Super Bowl coming. Hello.
Ooh, girl.
Wait a minute.
Trending now.
Adam Sandler set to receive the People's Icon Honor at the People's Choice Awards.
You know, he's at that age where he starts getting the iconic awards.
Yeah, he's going to be recognized with this cool award on February 18th. Simu Liu will host the annual award ceremony. It's going to be airing live on NBC and streaming on Peacock. But yeah, he's going to be joining fellow People's Choice honoree Lenny Kravitz, who was previously announced as a recipient of this year's Music Icon Award. Ooh, well-deserved right there. So yeah, and also going to perform at the show, Lenny Kravitz's. But yeah, Adam, they say he's been in the industry for decades, been entertaining us since he got his start on Saturday Night Live, and still going to this day. Congrats to Adam Sandler.
Way to go.
Now, you know what's up. Celebrity Gossip on the go.
And Celebrity Gossip is brought to you by Baldwin Electronics.
Leo and Rebecca in the morning. That's how you wake up. 432 on the Basin's number one for hip-hop. And more. B95. That's 432 Wake Up right there. More. Leo and Rebecca in the morning is just minutes away. B93. Leo. Nope. They weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard.
Because I've been waiting, waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date on B93.
We're happy to have Zoe with us this morning. Love your name. Good morning.
Thank you. Hi, good morning.
Everything okay?
Yeah, everything's good except for not hearing from Daniel.
Oh, we always hear that on these second
chance
dates.
Such a beautiful morning and he had to ruin it.
Thank you. Why you gotta be like that? Hopefully, Zoe, that we can help you with that. How did your date go for starters?
It was honestly amazing. His friend is a wine expert, so they set us up with this wine and cheese pairing night. The last one was a fancy grilled cheese with some french fries. The French wine.
Okay. French wine, French fries. Sometimes it's the same.
You have fries on the brain, girl. No problem. We get it.
I'd rather have the fries
than the wine. Agreed.
You guys had fun, right?
Yeah.
Did you get along
well? We laughed a lot. We had a great time.
Wow. Cool.
Did you have common interests in things?
Oh, totally. We were both into basketball, so we connected on that. I honestly thought we'd have watched a game by now.
Okay. I mean, for real. But, okay, so kind of break things down for us a little bit. Did you hit any rough patches throughout your conversation at all?
I mean, we root for rival teams, but, it was funny. We were laughing about it. We were both good-natured about it.
Wow. And nothing else occurred that you may want to be thinking about, you know, why he's not getting back to you?
No, I mean, we were in touch a few days after. I texted him a picture of my dog, but only because he asked me to pay the pet tax or something. It's been over a week now, so I don't know what's going on.
So, okay, I think, Leo, this is a first, or we've not had many people in this situation where it's like, no, we were in touch for a couple of days after that, and then he just kind of fell off the face of the earth.
True. Usually it's like, I haven't heard of him from that night, but you did hear from him, but now it's totally just gone.
But I definitely want to get his version of the story.
True. All right, we're going to do that next. Don't go nowhere, okay?
Okay, yes.
Three. Nope. They weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard.
Because I've been waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date
on B93. Nope, they weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard.
Because I've been waiting, waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date on B93.
Hello?
Hello, good morning. Is this Daniel?
Yeah, what's up?
What's up? Hey, thanks for picking up. It's Leo and Rebecca, B93. Do you have a few minutes to talk to us?
Okay.
Well, we know someone in common is the thing.
That seems unlikely.
Well, no, hear me out. Do you remember Zoe? Like, you guys did a wine or fries and cheese pairing lately, something like that. I mean, recently.
Oh, no. Yeah, I remember her.
Well, what's up? Did everything go right? What's going on?
I mean, it went way better than okay. Like, it was actually, you know, amazing, but that's just what makes it worse.
Huh? What's going on?
We don't get it.
So, like, we were messaging, you know, after we met, and eventually she sends me a picture of her dog, right? And he has the same name as my last name.
What, like Wilson or something? I mean, I don't know.
I love that.
It doesn't seem like a big deal at all. That's actually pretty cool.
Well, she calls her dog that because it's her mom's maiden name.
Hang Wait. On. So the dog's last name is the same as your last name.
Oh, so are you guys like related or something? Is this your prima?
That's what I'm like.
Hey, there's no way that's a thing. There's no way that's a thing. It's a different spelling. Like, what the heck?
What?
Zoe's on the line. Yeah, Zoe's on the line. She's here to explain it all.
Yeah, you didn't mention the last name thing to us, but I'm still not understanding where that's a big deal.
Okay, well, exactly. I hardly thought it was a big deal either. Like, it's a common name. It's totally spelled different.
It's not something I'm willing to gamble on, okay?
Well, my mom's family isn't even from this country. She moved here when she was, like, 3.
Okay, so, Zoe, can you see... Can you kind of feel, you know, Daniel's concern a little bit? Have you both done the DNA thing? I mean, I guess that's one way to clear this up, 23andMe or whatever it's called.
Yeah, no, I'm not really into having my genes owned by some corporation. But, like, I mean, come on. I mean, can you just, like, chill about it?
I don't know. I gotta say, Zoe, like, you're being, like, super casual about this whole thing. Like, I don't know, even if it turned out we weren't related. I don't know. I couldn't go there.
Oh my gosh. Isn't this just perfect? I finally meet a guy I actually like and he fails because there's like a 1 in 10,000 chance that we're 15th cousins twice removed or something.
Right.
I mean, I don't even know, Leo, what do we do here? Seriously.
This is a first where we've got two cousins trying to hit it. Hang on. This is a first for us. But it's really like, come on.
Where does the term kissing cousins originate from?
Chances,
you two? I don't know.
It's just crazy, bro, that you just go way out there and go, oh my gosh, you might be my cousin or we might be related because the dog's name is the same as your last name. It just.
Well, her mother's maiden name.
Okay.
Such confusion.
I mean, is it even the same name if it starts with a different letter?
Like, people change their... You even said, like, different country, right? Like, people change their names all the time, like, the spellings or whatever when they come to a different country.
So you literally, bro, are not going to be able to go on a date with her unless you do a 23andMe test or something, right?
I mean, at this point, yeah, like...
Wow. You were worried about that. That's crazy.
That's not going to happen. All right.
Well, you know, then boom, you just move on. And now at least you both know that, hey, you know, you're both cousins. Maybe you'll see each other at the family reunion.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, who knows?
You're exactly right, Leo. Hey. Okay. Best of luck to both of you.
Well, thank you.
She's like, I can't believe this.
She's still scratching her head. Okay. But hey.
And, we feel you. We feel
say
you.
Say hello to your little doggy for us.
Aw.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Leo. Wow! I feel good.
I knew that I wouldn't. Yeah. All right, time for our I Feel Good moment of the morning.
Love it.
A Milwaukee woman lost her dog, Bear. Oh. His name was Bear.
Bear, where are you?
Bear, please, where are you? Well, things ended up like, you know, she's like, oh my gosh. And he's a little bit older and they're like trying to find Bear. Well, he ended up having a little walk and, well, they found him at the local bar about a mile away from home, ladies and gentlemen. There you go.
Bear was getting loose.
He was like, I gotta get mine.
Oh my gosh. I feel like this is my spirit dog.
Wow.
It's kind of just getting dark. I was outside with all three dogs. I'm looking and where's Bear? After about 15 or 20 minutes, I was just in tears. I was just, because he's old, he's got a heart condition. I'm like, where could he have gone, right? Then we get a text, and they said, your dog is down at Finks. Great, I'm relieved, he's okay, but what's he doing in a bar? They took good care of him, and I guess he was pretty popular.
Aww, how about he became a hit at the bar?
I'm telling you right now, if Bear was having a vodka cranberry, I'm adopting him.
Wow. How about that? How about Mama comes in and looks and goes, Bear?
Hey.
And Bear's like, honey, I'm getting out of the mink. Pull up a chair.
But why is Bear all of a sudden, why did he become Scooby-Doo?
Bear, what are you doing here? I'm just having a cold one.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Wow.
He's like, look, lady, the beer is cold here and it's flowing. They love me. They're
Thank
taking
you.
Good care of me. I was just waiting on you to come pick me up.
What? Mm-hmm. Bear was like, I've had a day.
Thank you. He's like, I'm not lost. You're lost.
You're lost. Pull up chair up. Wow.
He's like, sit down, I'll buy you a round.
So Bear is there. The bar loves him.
Of
They're
course.
Buying him drinks and everything's good. And Bear's like, oh, damn it, you found me.
He's like, I got to go home now.
But yeah, they took Bear home. But, you know, maybe he got one or two in. I'm just saying.
I mean, seriously, how many people at the bar were buying him, you know, a couple of drinks here and there?
Like, hey, Bear, like, what are you doing here? I'm in the
Wow.
Wow.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.